And welcome back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, George Norrie here. Doc, what do you recommend parents do with children in terms of supplementation?
Well, we do have products that the kids can use, okay? And it's one of those things, again, it goes by body weight. And so they do need to be taking the supplements. Eating well isn't good enough because, again, nutritional minerals, which make up a big part, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. These 60 minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And you can eat a wonderful meal that grandma made for you and be deficient in 25 minerals. And so it's imperative just like you're not going to just put dirt from Texas in your car because there's bound to be some oil in it. You put high quality oil in your car to make it work. So you got to do the same thing for yourself. And it's one of those things where you got to do this for the kids.
Let's go to the phones. Blair's with us in Sedona, Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Blair, welcome.
Thanks, George, and congratulations, Kansas City Chiefs. That was quite a comeback they made. Doc Wallach, thank you for helping inspire this non-microwave, old-school toaster oven breakfast recipe I'd like to share. With the toaster oven on bake mode, cook a medium or large potato 45 to 60 minutes with a serving bowl placed on top of the oven to warm the raw egg added within, that is, sprinkled with salt and pepper. I add garlic powder and Italian seasoning. Chop up the cooked potato into the raw egg season mix, which acts as a lubricant replacement to butter or mayo. Hot salsa in the bowl, sure. You're guaranteed a hot meal on a winter morning.
What do you think of that, Doc?
Well, I think it's a wonderful breakfast. I eat 3 eggs every morning, soft scrambled in butter. But also, you need to take the 90 essential nutrients because you don't know what those chickens were fed, so you don't know it's in the eggs, sort of thing. And so you do have to take all 90 essential nutrients. Well, I'm going to eat this wonderful breakfast. I don't need to take my vitamins and minerals. That's the wrong approach. You do both. And that way you're covering everything, and you're going to get the best result.
Can you over-supplement sometimes, Doc?
Most people aren't going to do it because you're going to have to take 10 doses of everything 3 times a day and that kind of thing. So I have never seen anybody overdose on vitamins and minerals.
Tom's got another text and tweet for you. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, this is from Josh in Utah. He'd like to know the best kind of fish to eat.
The best kind of fish to eat.
Okay. I like salmon because they have some wonderful fatty acids in them. Okay. I also like catfish. I like bass. Again, I like them grilled.
Tuna's not that good anymore, is it?
Tuna's okay. Yeah, tuna's okay, but you got to grill them in butter, okay, or bake them in butter. And it's one of those things where...
And you're not a margarine guy, right?
No, margarine will kill you. Margarine is oils. It'll turn into something very, very bad, which you don't want to be eating.
Back to the calls. Roberta's with us in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wall.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I heard on the news there's an enzyme in red wine that gets blocked in the body and gets toxic. And I'm wondering if there's other foods and liquids that have that same enzyme so I can avoid it, because I get very toxic and I take everything I can to detoxify and I live a toxic-free life. And there's something that I have to eliminate yet.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
About 150.
Okay, do you have any health issues, any high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, ringing in the ears, balance problems, heart disease? Do you have any skin problems, anything like that?
most of it.
You have most of those problems.
She's got them all, Doc. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then in addition to getting rid of all the bad foods, you need to, at 150 pounds, you need to be taking 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of thing twice a day. I would also, because you have all these other issues, I would take the Sweeties, take 3 of those twice a day at breakfast. Make sure you're checking your blood sugar or your the sugar in your urine. Check that. You also need to do your blood pressure. I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month. let's see here. When you have osteoporosis and arthritis, you need to be taking our OsteoFX. Go ahead and take 2 or 3 doses a day of that. And that's going to help, you know, maintain healthy bone. Okay. And do you have any balance problems or ringing in your ears?
Yes.
Okay. The odds are you have osteoporosis of the skull, so I do want you to get a hold of the book. It's all in your head. And all these issues you have, there's a chapter that deal with each of the cranial nerves, and you'll see yourself in that book. It's all in your head. And do you ever have anything that might be interpreted as chronic wasting disease that you find in deer, you know, where you have loss of muscle mass and muscle strength and that kind of stuff?
Well, sometimes when I'm toxic, my body will go weak.
Okay. Well, I want you to go ahead and to go on the internet and get the, get the video documentary, okay, Daily with Doc CWD, because, you know, the doctors are talking about people are going to be getting these prions, these critters,
right,
and deer,
right,
which, you know, cause all kinds of problems, including you sound like your picture, you have all these prions. Well, there are no such things as prions. CWD, chronic wasting disease in deer, it occurs in the ones in the lower pecking order because the strong deer push them out of the road so they can eat the beans and the seeds and the acorns and things like that, which are getting the raw materials to make the myelin. It's the CWD is a myelin deficiency disease, and it sounds like you're the sort of person that's going to get a myelin deficiency disease with all these problems you have. And so you do need the I-26. Go ahead and I'd get the chewables. You take 2 or 3 of those 3 times a day. I do that. I weigh 140 pounds. And so it's one of those things where you take care of yourself, take all these nutrients, and you will see a huge improvement very quickly. And then, you know, call us on George's show in 2 weeks. Let us know how you're doing, and we'll make sure you're on the right track.
Okay, thanks, Roberta. What do you think of Lyme disease, Doc? How do we battle that?
Okay, well, again, you're talking about Lyme disease. Could be a virus, okay? And this is where our colloidal silver comes in. That's been used for 1,000 years, colloidal silver. Tastes like water, looks like water, smells like water, but it's colloidal silver. And we have a wonderful colloidal silver with a little spray bottle. Also, it's a dropper bottle.
You put it under your tongue?
Put it under your tongue. Put a dropper full under your tongue on the right side, on the left side, say 5 or 10 minutes before breakfast, 5 or 10 minutes before lunch, 5 or 10 minutes before dinner, 5 or 10 minutes before bedtime. And if there's any bugs, any infectious disease, any bacteria, viruses, or fungus, it'll go away.
Amazing work, Doc. Harry in Port Huron, welcome to the show. Harry, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, George. I got a question and a testimonial for you.
Okay.
The question is, Doc, I am taking the I-26. I'm taking the capsules, but I need and want to take the Healthy Brain Heart Packs. A heart pack. What I wish, instead of the powder, they can still do the powder for people that want to take it. I'd really like to get the 215 in a capsule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better for me that way, and I would really like to see that happen. I want to take it. I need to take it. So that's my question.
Okay. Let's see. The capsules We do have the capsules, correct? I-26?
Yes, I do have the I-26 capsules.
Mm-hmm. How many milligrams are in there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it'll be on the bottle. I apologize. I don't know off the top of my head.
I think it's 500, Doc.
Okay, 500. That's very good.
And what's your testimonial?
Well, the testimonial is going to help Brian and some others with the fried foods. Doc, I'm a new man. I started this program a couple weeks ago. The fried foods are gone out of my life. I got rid of them. And what I did was I have a smart oven. It's a convection oven. So I bake my hamburgers in the oven. I bake chicken in the oven. Don't have to fry it. I can convection bake it in that oven. So that's one way to get rid of the fried foods, and I've done it. They're all gone. And as far as the glutens, I didn't know if I'd be able to do it, but I have, and my body's just a new body. It's amazing how I feel.
Yeah, just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's you can get gluten-free food, folks. Doc's mentioned gluten-free ice cream. My Kroger store has gluten-free ice cream, and it's vanilla or mint chocolate chip, and I get them both. So gluten-free ice cream, they have gluten-free crackers that you can buy.
It's all over the place, Doc. Gluten-free is it's huge these days, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get noodles, crackers, cookies, bread, breakfast cereals, again, ice cream. because gluten destroys your small intestines so you can't, over a period of months and years, so you cannot efficiently absorb nutrition, even if you're taking supplements. And this is why we in America have so many people who get very sick, and the doctors, you know, they just treat the symptoms. But the symptoms are nutritional deficiencies, so they're treating the symptoms with drugs. They're not giving them the nutrients. They didn't get them off of gluten. And so these folks, their life expectancy, we rank 47th in the world. George, I don't know if you knew this. This just came out from the United Nations. We rank 47th in the world out of the top 100 nations and cultures. We rank 47th. There's 46 other countries.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, the doctors get on the top of the mountain and beat their chest, say how wonderful they are and how wonderful the things they do for us, and yet we only rank 47th. Our life expectancy, according to the United Nations, is 79.74. Hong Kong is number one out of the 100. Their life expectancy is 85.82.
It's the way they eat, right?
That's right. So they're eating rice and seaweed, and well, they eat fish and eggs and all kind of stuff. And so as a result, they live to be 85. They live at least 7 years longer than we do.
Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. Jerry in Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, and thank you very much. This is the first time I've been able to talk with you guys.
Thank you.
So I have a couple quick questions, and the first one is, a few years ago, I passed a kidney stone. The PA at the hospital that was helping me said stay away from cranberries and spinach. But I'm wondering what you guys would suggest for kidney stones to not have them in the future. And my second question is your book an audio book for those of us who can't read? And my third question is, are there any discounts available on all of your products for low-income seniors?
Okay. Well, if you become a member of our organization, you pay the wholesale prices, okay?
That's a great deal.
Yes, it's a very great deal. And, again, it's one of those things. If you get your family involved, okay, and you become one of our associates, kind of like a distributor, you know, based on how many people you get using the products, we send you a check every month. I have people who only graduated sixth grade that make $30,000 a month.
Wow.
Okay, because they've been with me for 20, 30 years. They have a sixth grade education, but they have a huge business because they just talk to everybody about what the vitamins and minerals did for them and say, hey, how do we get those things? And they sign them up. They're happy to sign up because they get the wholesale prices. And so we send them a check every month. I mean, you know, and this is a pretty good little home business. You make $30,000 a month. That's not a bad thing.
We've got one of your clients doing a commercial on the air, and he talks about how his kid bought a car for his wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the car becomes tax-deductible because you'll use it for advertising in the business and deliveries and that kind of stuff. So the car is also tax-deductible. And so it's one of those things where doing this as a business is really, really a good thing to do. Even if you have a good job, you can't leave your good job to your family, but you can leave your longevity business to your family. Okay, so you start it out, you get them involved, and, you know, it's nice, you know, for a teenager or 20-year-old to get a $500 check every month, a $1,000 check every month, and that helps them stay out of trouble.
Are any of your books audiobooks?
Oh, yes, we do have audiobooks. And again, one of my favorite audiobooks is this, Daily with Doc CWD on this chronic wasting disease of deer. And the prions do not cause the disease. It's actually just a simple nutritional deficiency of the myelin. It's a myelin deficiency disease. It's kind of like Parkinson's disease in deer. Okay, and so they get four out of a herd. Those four deer, okay, get CWD because the dominant deer, force them away from the acorns and the corn and that kind of stuff, which has the raw materials for the liver to make myelin out of.
And Jerry wanted to know about kidney stones, Doc.
Okay, kidney stones are very easy. Kidney stones are because you're calcium deficient, and the calcium is being pulled out of your bones, and it's accumulating in your kidneys, and they roll around and make little pea-sized stones, okay?
And they hurt.
And they hurt, okay, especially when you're urinating them out, and they hurt rolling around in your bladder. They hurt rolling around in your kidneys. But you have kidney stones because you're severely calcium deficient. And so you do need to be taking the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It wouldn't hurt to take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack based on body weight. And you'll immediately, within days and weeks, stop making new kidney stones. And it'll slowly dissolve over a period of weeks. Okay, but you need to ramp up on your nutrients. So you're creating osteoporosis in your bones, your skeleton, because you're pulling the calcium out of your bones because you're not taking enough in your diet.
They look like little spikes, don't they?
Yeah, they look like sometimes they're banana-shaped, you know, with a curve. Sometimes they're boomerang-shaped. Sometimes they're like peas with little spikes on them. So, you know, it just varies.
And they use ultrasounds these days to try to break them up?
Yeah, that's one thing they do. And, of course, doctors like to do that because they get paid for that. And so if you try it and you get some very quick results, that's a good thing. It'll save you a lot of money and a lot of inconvenience and time and so forth. So, you know, if you got good insurance and you want to, you know, you're really in pain, wouldn't hurt to do the microwaves and see if you can't bust up some of those kidney stones.
We're going to come back and take final calls with Doc Wallach in just a moment. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. Just slam it. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. George Norrie along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to, and the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc will be back in 3 weeks, as Pharmacist Ben is going to be on sabbatical for a bit. And then I think Ben will be back after that, Doc. So we'll give you a break.
That's okay. We'll do it as often as we need to help as many as we can.
To the phones we go. We go to Jay in Ogden, Utah. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jay.
Hi. I had a comment for Doc. I'm out there, and, you know, I know Doc's all about supplementation and getting rid of the bad foods and that. My thing is there's no such thing as good food. It's all bad food. And so it's all poison. What we need to figure out how to do is get some good food to the people, because it's just, it's all bad. And what's the point of supplementing if there's nothing good to eat? I mean, I'm sure the supplements are great, but you can't live off supplements. I mean, Doc can, but we can't. I mean, every time he says okay, I feel like it's a false sense of hope, because we need to solve this problem that the food is all poison. There needs to be a way we can fund a farmer to be a real farmer.
How bad is the food, Doc?
Well, again, the food is variable, because nutritional minerals, which make up two-thirds of our 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, so 3 fatty acids are required every day. And if you're only getting, say, 40 minerals instead of 60, or you're getting 20 minerals instead of 60, or you're getting 5 minerals instead of 60, because you're not supplementing, you're in trouble. Okay? And so you can take a meal and have nothing but carbohydrates and proteins in it and not have any minerals in it, and you take our supplement program, and you can bring it up to the point where you're going to be able to provide all the vitamins and minerals you need to, you know, live to be anywhere from 85 to 105, okay? We have that capacity. We know how to do this. This is all based on science. And so this is not a mystery. And again, the people who do well tend to supplement. And when you look at the people who live the longest, the Hunzas in the Himalayan mountains, their average life expectancy is 120. Ours is, I say before, ours is 79.74. Okay, we're 47th in the world.
And it's going down.
And it's going down because the soil is depleted. And farmers aren't putting stuff back into it. They're just growing crops, growing crops, growing crops, and the crops pull whatever's in there out. And there's no new nutrients being put in. So the most economical way to do this, and I, you know, learned this growing up with livestock. That's how I found the cure for muscular dystrophy for Jerry Lewis. Okay, I'm the guy who found the cause, prevention, cure for muscular dystrophy. There's a disease in calves called white muscle disease, which under the microscope looks just like muscular dystrophy. And I'm in university, and I see this going on, and so we started giving kids these pellets that we were giving calves with all the vitamins and minerals in it, and within weeks, kids who were 12, 14, 15, 20 years old, and they had been diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, say, for 3, 5, 8, 10 years, and weeks was gone.
Just like that.
Just like that, because it's a simple nutritional deficiency. And this is something, you know, if you can get rid of 90 diseases or 100 diseases by taking supplements, why would you not take supplements? And if you become one of our members, you get a nice discount. And the stuff that you use, it's actually a tax deduction because you're using it as an example of how it works, okay? So your use is a tax deduction for your business, and I just urge everybody to take the 90 essential nutrients. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
All right, Tom, you have a final text and tweet for Doc. What do you have?
Hey, Doc, Heather in New Mexico would like you to talk a little bit about oxidized oils.
Okay.
You hate them, Doc.
Yes. Okay, well, oxidized oils cause inflammation, cause cancer. They turn good foods into bad foods. They take things like CWD, chronic wasting disease in deer. Okay, this is why deer have this problem. Number one, they need to get their fats, okay, which go to the liver, and the liver converts them into the myelin. Okay, our liver does the same thing. Our liver takes fats and turns them into myelin, which then circulates up into the brain and the spinal cord and the large nerves. And this is why everybody, every family needs to get at least one of those books. It's all in your head. And it goes into this information, which nobody ever talks about. Doctors never talk about this, that you have this ability to take vitamins and minerals and give your body what it needs to add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life. And this is why these people in Hunza live so long. 120 is their average life expectancy.
Wow. Not bad, Doc. First-time caller, May in Oregon. Welcome. Hi, May.
Hi. Thank you, George, and thank you, Dr. Wallace.
Yes, how can we help you?
Well, I'm in a pretty bad shape. I was in an accident in 2011, and it gave me pars and fraction on my lower spine on L5. The other day, they went to inject acid into my vertebrae, my bone, but they inserted 6 of the 8 needles, and I started to go into shock, so they had to stop. And so you can feel there's a lot of play in my lower back, and I'm in constant pain where I can't really hardly walk.
Okay, stop there for a minute. How much do you weigh, May?
Well, I'm pretty fat. I'm 270 pounds.
Okay, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Okay, and how old are you? What's your age?
I'm 66, and very happy to be that.
Okay. Do you have any other issues? Do you have any, let's see here, high blood pressure, heart disease?
No, but I have ringing in my head from the accident caused me to have a brain injury.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to get a hold of the book. It's all in your head, the book and the CD set. It's all in your head. Then that's going to deal with these fractures in your spine, in your hips, and all that kind of stuff. But at 270 pounds, I want you to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. But 270 pounds, at the very least, you need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's a full dose of everything twice a day. If finances are not a problem, I'd go with 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose 3 times a day, but a minimum of a full dose twice a day of the healthy brain and heart pack. Then I also want you to have our glucagel. Go ahead and take more glucagel. Go ahead and take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's going to help you rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue in every joint in your body. Then we want you to use our Rebounder sports drink, okay, because you're going to give up the soft drinks and all that kind of stuff. You want some energy, but you're also going to get about 75 more nutrients. Take our, Cal-Toddy. Take our Cal-Toddy, take more calcium. Take 2 or 3 doses of that a day. And then I think we have a CM cream. I like to use that when I'm out walking and lifting and loading and unloading. I'm 84 years old, and I do a lot of loading and unloading trucks and things, so I use the CM cream on my shoulders and my hips and my elbows and stuff.
Your birthday's the same date as mine, right? June 4th?
Yeah, I think it is, June 4th.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, but the CM cream, within, say, 10, 15 minutes after you apply it lavishly to the joints that are bothering you, you'll get really significant pain relief for, say, 3 to 4 to 5 hours. And so when I load and unload trucks, I'll take it, say, maybe an hour before I'm loading and unloading. I'll take it right after I stop. Okay, I'll take it again before bedtime the next day, no problem. And so this is something that's going to help you with pain relief, anti-inflammatory, give you more range of motion. But you need to take the supplements. And how long do you take them? You take them forever. If you take it properly forever, you're going to add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life.
That's amazing, Doc. Let's go to Keith in Cleveland, east of the Rockies. Hi, Keith.
Hello, Jordan. Hello, Doc.
Hey.
Very interesting show. And I also, as George knows, my birthday is also June 4th.
That's right. Here we go.
But, Doc, I am calling because I have been dealing with for over 45 years. I'm very honest, and George knows, I've spoken with him before many times. I've been dealing with HIV for 45 years. I'm extremely healthy. I do take a lot of medication. I do take a vitamin supplement. I take a fish oil. But I still have what the doctor diagnoses is a fatty liver. And at times it hurts a little bit, but it's not bad. But obviously, I'm always, always trying to get help to make sure everything is going in the right direction, doing well, and to continue.
Okay, how much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh about 175.
Okay. All right. Need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then at 175 pounds, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, the full dose thing twice a day. Then because you have HIV history, I want you to take 1 dropper full of our colloidal silver under your tongue on the right side, 1 dropper full of colloidal silver on the left side, 15 minutes before breakfast, do it again 15 minutes before lunch, do it 15 minutes before dinner time, 15 minutes before bedtime. This has been used for over 1,000 years, okay, for dealing with infectious diseases. Now, they didn't know about germs and anything like that, but they knew that colloidal silver would end the problem, and it still does. And it's tasteless. It's like water. And it's so safe you can put it in baby's eyes if they have an eye infection. Okay, it doesn't burn. If you have an open wound, you can put it in an open wound. It won't burn. Okay? And then, again, because of the liver, I would also add our enzymes, which has the bile in it, you know, to help you absorb healthy essential fatty acids and that kind of stuff, our enzymes. And you need the EFAs, our essential fatty acids, are in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They're in the, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Okay. And so, you know, you're going to be getting all the stuff you need to solve these problems. Okay. And so, and again, the HIV, the colloidal silver, will kill that virus.
Doc, we've only got a couple minutes left. Can people email you through the website?
Oh, yeah. They can absolutely email me through the website. Just address it to me. Or they can find me at the, you know, online.
Still doing your podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Do
that. Gosh, I do about 3 or 4 of them every day. Around the world,
you don't stop.
No, we're talking to thousands of people every hour throughout the world, George. And we cannot thank you enough for what you do, because you have such a great following. You're such a great communicator, and so we just appreciate you, all you do, and thank you for allowing us to deal with you and work with you.
Well, we want the people to have a quality life, Doc, and there's nothing more important than that.
Yeah, well, you get an A+.
Well, that's not all bad, is it?
No.
Doc, we've only got a minute left. Where do people get your book? It's All in Your Head.
Okay, well, they can go to, 1-800-755-4656, 1-800-755-4656. And let's see here. Yeah, you want to get a hold of that book.
Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, you can get it at Amazon. Absolutely.
They've got everything, don't they?
Yeah, Amazon. Absolutely. And so that's the foreign countries that we deal with. Amazon, the foreign countries. I mean, we have some people, they buy 300 books a month for their church community. Okay? And they're in like 50 different foreign countries.
It's amazing. Doc, you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you in 3 weeks. And thanks for filling in for Ben Fuchs.
God bless you, sir. You and your team, all the great things you do. You're an angel of God. Thank you, sir.
Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. He was one of a kind, my friends. He's a practicing veterinarian that decided to help people, and he has helped them in a big, big way. He used to work out of the St. Louis Zoo many, many years ago. Well, up next, Phil Webster joins us. His new book, Glowing Deeper, it's book 2 of the Letting Glow trilogy. We'll be back.